Texte numéro 24. Concrete, a centuries-old material, gets a new recipe. Engineers tinker with the recipe for concrete, trying out substitutes for some of the cement, which makes up about 15% of the mix, and functions as the glue that holds it all together. Cement, however, is also responsible for most of concrete's carbon emissions. Concrete, it turns out, has a serious pollution problem. The most widely used construction material on the planet, it has given us sculptural buildings, sturdy bridges and dams, parking garages and countless other structures that surround us. But concrete is also responsible for about 8% of global carbon emissions. If concrete were a country, it would rank third in emissions behind China and the United States. In the United States alone, 370 million cubic yards of concrete were produced last year, with nearly 40% of it going into commercial real estate. In recent decades, architects, developers, and policymakers seeking to lower the carbon footprint of buildings have focused on reducing energy use by improving the efficiency of lighting, heating, and other systems. To lower emissions even further, they are looking beyond such operational matters to the carbon emitted in the production and transportation of the materials that make up the structures, or so-called embodied carbon. All eyes are on concrete because buildings use so much of it, from foundations to the topmost floors. People are getting smarter about where global warming impacts are coming from, said Amanda Karminski, principal of Building Product Ecosystems, a consulting firm in New York. Concrete is responsible for a disproportionate chunk. The experimentation has also been driven by demand from architects and developers who want their buildings to be green, companies seeking to achieve ambitious carbon goals, and governments instituting low-carbon policies. The movement is playing out on a variety of fronts. Recycled post-consumer glass, which otherwise might be sent to landfills, is being crushed into a powder that can be used in place of some of the cement in concrete. Carbon Cure Technologies invented a process that involves shooting liquid carbon dioxide into concrete during mixing. Doing so not only keeps the greenhouse gas out of the air, but also strengthens the concrete and reduces the amount of cement needed. Green cement can be more expensive, said Jay Moreau from LafargeHolcim, a Swiss company. As the company creates mixes that reduce carbon by 50%, the concrete could cost 5% more, Mr. Moreau said. Another company, Central, said it had kept the price of its low-emissions concrete on a par with conventional concrete, hoping to attract customers that want to reduce the carbon footprint of their buildings. We see it as a market differentiator and a way to win more projects, Mr. Burton said. Adapted from nytimes.com, August 2020.